Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 30 years, our next guest's organization has been working to introduce children to the ways that nature and the environment can help them become not only better stewards of the communities they live in, but those they work in as well. Joanna Weitzel is Executive Director of Camp Discovery in Blythewood. Joanna, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Give us a brief history and overview of Camp Discovery.
We started 30 years ago as a recreation therapy camp. Donna Johnson was the founder of Camp Discovery, and she was a recreational therapist. And so what she did was she worked with children and youth to provide life skills and help them function better in their daily lives using recreation as a tool for learning. Since then, Camp Discovery has continued to grow, and now our programs are based on recreation and experiential learning in nature. So we bring children and youth out there to provide them real-world experiences so that they can learn hands-on and develop skills that carry on with them, hopefully into adulthood.
Share with us your programs, and in particular, the one that jumps out to me, Learners to Leaders.
Yes, Learners to Leaders is a program that we offer to schools and other organizations, and it's really project-based learning. Students will begin by recognizing a need within the community. They'll devise a plan of action, and they'll see it through to completion, which usually results in a project that either serves an unmet need within the community or perhaps at their school or some other aspect.
And Camp Discovery is a nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. We are dependent upon the generosity of the community to help us carry out these programs for the well-being of the children and youth living here.
Well, tell us about the facility itself. It's in Blythewood, South Carolina. It's all about nature and the environment, so it's out in the country.
Well, you would think it's out in the country, but truly we're on the cusp of Northeast Richland County, so we're very accessible. We're only 3 miles off of I-77. We have a beautiful retreat-like atmosphere, 104 acres of lush forest, meadows, creeks, and streams. It is just the perfect outdoor classroom for experiential learning.
How long are the programs?
Well, it just depends on the goals and the needs of the groups. So, for example, our Discovery Days program is tied into the state standards, and usually a group will come out for a field study, and the field study might be half a day or it could be a full day. When you're talking about a program like Learners to Leaders, that program can be done throughout the entire school year. It can be done on a monthly basis, a quarterly basis. So really, our programs are customized to meet the goals and the needs of those we serve.
Give us an example of an average day in the Learners to Leaders program. What would the children be doing?
A school that we've worked with is Kelly Mill Middle School. The project started off in the 7th grade, and it culminated into the completion of the project in the 8th grade. And they identified the need to access a wetland safely without disturbing that area. And they devised a plan of action to construct a boardwalk system. It was really incredible because these students got to network with experts in the field, environmental consultants, contractors, engineers. They went out, measured the area, cataloged the plant communities growing there. They also put together a brochure to educate the public on the importance of wetlands. They conducted measurements, put together a budget, pitched a proposal on building the boardwalk system, studied friction boardwalks, and then it culminated into the actual construction of the boardwalk, which they could participate in for community service. So the skills that these children are acquiring are skills that they'll take with them as they grow.
And all the while they played outdoors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They were in the fresh air. They were not behind a screen. They were learning hands-on, exploring. And this is something that is missing from the lives of so many of our children today.
Well, it also sounds like it might be an exercise for corporate teams, employees. Is this something that might work with Camp Discovery as well?
Oh, absolutely. We work with businesses and other organizations in doing team building exercises, mindfulness activities. So we have a program called Tools for Life. The program focuses on really bringing groups out there, having them work together, learn together, but also foster communication, respect, and other skills that are so important in the workplace.
Well, Joanna, thank you very much for taking the time to visit our studio today.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I've enjoyed it.
Joanna Weitzel is Executive Director of Camp Discovery in Blythewood, South Carolina. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.